value independent creative thought. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Fun Drive has always been celebrated for its excellence, but there's a live Fun Drive show we're putting on in public domain, 633 Portage Avenue, on Friday, February the 13th. It's a heavily absurd dance floor catharsis with Cookie Delicious, Cola Cola Pop, and Forstein. $15 at the door. Show at 8 p.m.
Mike and Chris, the two princes, like each other a lot. One day they decided they should give radio a shot. On CKUW
95.9 FM, Winnipeg, Manitoba.
We tell some jokes, inspire folks to truly harness in. And if you haven't heard the show, well, where the heck you been? Are you giving your 10%?
Heck is it today?
Where'd you go? It's coming up.
The best part of the show is that nobody's listening, so we can say most anything.
Nobody's there.
Nobody cares. We're all gonna die someday. This is our show and nobody's listening.
Yeah. Play some.
This year for Valentine's Day, get that special someone something special. A recent study shows that the majority of people most want a donation to a public radio station as their Valentine's Day gift.
You can be one of those jerks that when you give somebody a present, it's a donation to a thing. And most of the time, they don't like that because it's something they didn't hear about, or it's something that's probably not even a real thing. But this one is. This is the Fun Drive on CKUW 95.9 FM.
So throw those flowers in the garbage where they belong, and take those chocolates and say, no, I am watching my waistline. You should be watching your waistline, honey.
Yeah, you tried to donate to the Jason Fund. It wasn't even a real charity.
There is no Jason Fund. But you know what is a real company?
It's not a company, bro.
Oh, yeah.
It's from the heart.
CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. This is the Fun Drive episode of Two Princes. I'm Chris.
And I'm Micah.
And get ready to give for this Valentine's Day. Love is in the air.
On CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
We are the two princes.
Two princes.
Two and a half. Two and a half princes.
Two and a half.
Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms are out to me, other eyes smile tenderly,
Still in the peaceful dreams I see. The road leads back to you. I said, Georgia. Oh, Georgia. No peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. The arms reach out to me. The eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see. The road leads back to you. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia, Georgia.
I said just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Okay, we're back.
Welcome, everyone. Today we are the two princes, as we are every Wednesday. Today we're even two and a half princes.
Hi.
There's the half of a prince right there.
Can you introduce yourself?
My name's Brian James, and Micah was kind enough to let me come hang at his place while I'm waiting for a locksmith to let me into his car. So that's who you're dealing with, the really kind, sweet Micah Braun.
Aw, thanks, man.
Radio show, and I'm going to have to go meet my locksmith in a couple minutes, but I'm happy to be here.
Thanks, Brian.
And Micah's just another representative of the many hosts and humans involved with this radio station, CKUW. They're the kind of people who will let you stay in their apartment while you're waiting for a locksmith. And if you've spent any time waiting for a locksmith, you know how often you would have wished that somebody would take you in. And any of the hosts on CKUW would take you in if you locked your keys in a car. So just remember that when you give to CKUW, you're giving to people, helping people in their time of need.
So we were advised to, break these pitches up.
But we're going to do all pitches all day, all the time.
Yeah.
Because we are pitchy, if nothing else. You should hear us sing. 1, 2, 3. Ah. See, pitchy at best.
What? Like that show, Perfect Pitch.
Perfect Pitch. Define perfect.
We got a bullpen full of pitchers just gonna be pitching until the drive's all funded up.
We're like the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah.
No starting rotation.
I don't know anything about baseball.
I'm guessing they have a good deep bullpen and no starting pitchers. That's my guess.
Yeah.
Well, let's take another break. We are the two princes on CKUW, two and a half today, on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Pitches and breaks to the end, folks. I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
Brian.
We have to play music now. Anything you want to hear?
Oh, put me on the spot. Play something by Tom Petty.
Yeah.
It's my brand.
All right. Tom Petty, here it is.
Boom.
Let's actually get into it here. This is so Fun Drive 2026, February 6th to 20th. Our goal is $60,000 from 1,000 listeners.
Listeners just like you.
Introductions, name and show. How many fun drives? Oh, is that like the red part?
We're the name of the show. So the name of the show is Two Princes.
All questions are welcome. Please raise your hand if you want to speak or stick around after the presentation. What am I reading here? Am I reading the instructions?
You're reading their whole workshop. Today we're going to give you a special inside look at what we are trying to say.
Fun drive for remote hosts. Zero. No phones ringing. Time. Audience connection and reliance is affected. Do you ever get confused, like, when it's affected and when it's effect?
All the time.
Yeah.
Affecting and effect, like, and even affectations versus affectations.
Is there an affectation?
There's no such thing, but no, don't tell me that.
Like, affect is kind of a verb, right? Like, effect is like the noun, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think.
I was always, when I played Mad Libs, I always made it about poo, so don't ask me.
Yeah, I definitely say whenever I affect change, sometimes I definitely think it's effect change.
Yeah.
Because change is affected.
So, challenges for 2026 are guaranteed. So, the guaranteed student funding has been impacted by immigration cuts and enrollment decline. This is having a huge impact on our budget. 10% drop.
Oh, no.
To avoid further cuts to our current services, we need to meet our fund drive goal. We continue to increase our local and live programs. Private radio and streaming is being taken over by automated content, AI slop, satellite programming, and so on. Our commitment is to local community radio is as strong as ever.
A lot of people don't know this, but Ace Burpee was actually the first AI.
What do you mean?
No, it's A-I-C-E Burpee.
Oh, he spelled Ace Burpee?
Ace Burpee.
Okay.
He was the first AI creation that took over the radio here in Winnipeg.
He spelled his name A-I-C?
A-I-C-E. Ace Burpee.
I don't remember that.
They slid it right under your nose the whole time. Long, as soon as computers were invented, Ace Burpee was the first one to come in and take over the radio.
Yeah.
Here in Winnipeg, because Winnipeg is a test market for all these things, and we're the test market for every McDonald's menu item, and we are the test market for whether AI would work in radio, and for the non-discerning types, that would prove the existence of Ace Burpee proved
it works.
It worked, but that's not what we want. We're not here for AI slop. We want real humans showing. Imagine waking up. I mean, you guys don't even have to imagine. You guys woke up every morning for 15 years and thought that you were listening to a human talking to you, but it was AI Spurpee.
Okay, so
whole time.
For this one here, the ones that are highlighted are what I don't read, right? So this is the ones I read. So use jargon, fall into negativity, assume you know the listener's ability to give.
Yeah.
Am I going to have to explain that one a little bit?
Maybe. We know...
Is that why it says don't right there?
Yeah, that's why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're not supposed to use jargon.
What is jargon?
Oh, you know, just random things. Jargon is like, you know, niche words, I guess.
Okay. So, like, we got the sizzle and the spit.
The sizzle and the steak, baby.
Just an excuse to use
jargon.
Yeah.
If there's one thing that we are here at the Two Princes are all about is using jargon.
Yeah, so that's a
little hard
for me.
Because jar comes from the words jar and gone. And if the jar is gone, where do your donations go? So that's why we are told not to use jargon, so that the jar can stay.
So it's jar there.
Jar there, not jar gone.
Yeah.
Jar there. So we are going to use no jargon today. Our jar is always open and waiting for you to throw your big wads of cash, which we know you can afford, into it. Because... it is a time for giving, and we know deep down in your heart, and even out there in the open, you've been waiting for a moment like this to find a jar that is not gone. It hasn't been taken away by the curse of jargon. Jargon.
Jargon.
It is still there, waiting for you. All you need to do right now is call the following phone number that we will get for you immediately.
After these messages. Oh, wait. You can also go to fundrive.ckuw.ca.
And, yeah, so get your credit card information ready to go and insert into that. Although I think you just have to make the pledge. Anyway, go to CKUW Fundrive. What is it?
It's fundrive at ckuw.ca is PayPal. We'll come back with a bit more clarity on this.
Just know that jar is there.
Brian's taking off.
Make sure you send these guys some money because they're worth it.
Aww.
Keep this thing going.
Thanks, Brian.
And if a half a print...
people in Winnipeg, and they're obviously hilarious.
Aw, okay. Thanks, man. Have a great night, dude.
Love you, the airwaves. We'll see you next time.
Bye. We're the Two Princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm Chris.
I'm Micah. We'll be right back.
basket, for I am destined to rule and regulate you. I may be vile and pernicious, but you can't look away. I make you think I'm delicious with the stuff that I say. I'm the best you can get. Have you guessed me yet? I'm the slime oozing out from your TV set. You will obey me while I lead you and eat the garbage that I feed you until the day that we don't need you. Don't go for help, no one will heed you. Your mind is totally controlled. It has been stuffed into my mold, and you will do as you are told until the rights to you are sold.
Okay, yeah, so we're back with the Two Princes on our first Fun Drive episode. This is when we raise money because CKUW doesn't support ICE. And, sorry, what were you saying before? AICE?
AICE, Spurpee.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, AICE? Oh, stop listening to Ace Burpee right now.
Ace Burpee's fine. It has nothing to do with us. Wait, you said Ace Burpee. Are you still? Is that still good to go?
No, they're super stale. So Mike has had these two. They're here since Christmas? Before Christmas?
I got those.
Thanksgiving.
Okay, what is the date today?
Today is February
10th.
10th.
No, 11th for tomorrow. Tomorrow's the 11th. January 11th. I got those about a month and three quarters ago.
Nice.
So if you guys are eating stale two-bite brownies, then you can relate to how it feels to not be properly funded.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't have a food budget at CKW, but that's okay. It goes into our equipment.
Mm-hmm.
It goes into literally keeping the lights on. It goes into heating. I mean, you know, like, we put a lot of sweat into this stuff, but we can't heat the building ourselves.
Nope. All kinds of damp and cold.
So last year was a really great drive. It was $60,000 and $73.
Wow.
From 706 donations. The average donation was $85. Pledges remain below 2020 numbers, but the average donation is now higher. So, the thing is, we're here to make you listen to our show a little bit, maybe. Well, you don't make you, but you can. And there's a triangle that I'm looking at here. So there's also a cloud. It's a really nice presentation.
We really wish you could have gone to this Fun Drive workshop
with us
or for us.
You know, and like, every year we throw in our own incentive, and maybe this year, if you donate $100, we will give you a Fun Drive presentation.
Yes.
And like, well, if it could involve nudity, but it doesn't have to.
No. We'd prefer if it did.
From us.
From us.
We're not asking you to take it.
No, you keep your clothes on.
If you want to see the two princes...
Nude. Giving you a fun drive presentation.
Yeah. And don't worry, like, we'll be, you know, we'll be in a, we'll be behind a cage.
So you'll be safe.
But that's mostly because you're going to want to throw stuff at us.
Yeah, and you'll be allowed to.
It's for our safety. So you can also, so we all know that this show is on late.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 10:40 right now or something.
Yeah.
And, that means that you can't call, like, you know, in this day and age, everything is so automated and online. But, like, if you call, you're going to talk to a person?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many times have you been on, like, how much time have you wasted in your life waiting to get through to an actual person? Because they try to, like, give you all these menus,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, hey, how do I get through? What is up with this menu? Why can't I talk to a person? And you just keep going on and on. And then you talk to a person and they're like, oh, you need to follow up with Richard in sales. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry, you need to talk to Megan HR. And then Megan HR is like, you need to talk to Jason in back pain management. And you talk to Jason and he's like, my back doesn't hurt. Why are you calling me? I'm not even supposed to be here right now. And then you try calling Richard again and he says, I got fired because I did a naked fun drive presentation at work and nobody knew what I was talking about. Yeah, so I'm tired of that. And yeah, you can call on the phone and someone will answer.
Mm-hmm.
If it's during the day. I believe it's probably, you know, regular hours like 9 to 5.
And that phone number is 204-774-6877. I repeat, 204-774-6877, and CKW's friendly phone cadets will be standing by.
And you can use jargon.
Yeah, you can use whatever you want. These jargon rules are just for us, because our jar is there. We are not after your jars. We don't care if your jars are gone. I mean, if you have no use for jars, keep your space clean, you know? If it doesn't bring you joy, get rid of it. We're not saying keep all your jars. We have to keep ours. That's why our jars, we can't use jargon because our jars have to be there. But you could use jargon all you want.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You might turn into a jargoon.
Jargoon.
Yeah, so... sorry, we have to make our special pledge. Okay. We'll be back. We're the two princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Special fun drive episode.
Like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again, just when I'm about to make it work without you. You look into my eyes and lie those pretty lies, and pretty soon I'm wondering. Come on. too and shaking me up so. But all I really know is here you come again. And here I go, here I go, and here I go, and here I go.
Okay, we're back on the special Fun Drive episode with Chris and Micah on the CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
So you might be thinking, I'm giving this these people, you might be one of those people who just want to get a little something extra for their giving. You know, you want to give a little to get a little. I get it. We all get it here at CKW. It's a hard world. And you know, but what if I told you that just by giving a little bit of money, you can help get a shirt on your back. With a $75 incentive, you can get the beautiful new CKUW t-shirt. It is pink, which is so cool. Or is it new? It's beautiful. It shows a pink t-shirt with flowers and stuff. And there's vintage t-shirts from previous Fun Drives also available. For $95.09, 90 cents, sorry, get it? 95.9. You can get a friend's card and a new toque. Or a special new option, you can get a canvas bag. Have you ever thought to yourself, man, I do not have enough canvas bags? Well, we are here to fix that constant dilemma. So next time you are out and you realize that you almost forgot all of your canvas bags, you can remember, wait a minute, my favorite bag of all time is the CKUW Cotton Canvas Tote Bag. Featuring the 2026 artwork, Made to Last. For $180, you can get the hoodie like I have. And let me tell you, this hoodie has lasted me 3 years, which is an amazing life for a sweater that I tend to eat, because I like to tend to eat my sleeves. And of all the sleeves I've ever eaten, this one is my favorite. And of course, our favorite. Because we are all about commitment, you know? Commitment to ourselves, commitment to each other, and commitment to one radio station. And for $500... You know, you go and you want to commit to somebody, you have to go to the jewelry store, pay like $30,000 for a diamond ring to say, I commit to you. But for you to say, I commit to CKUW 95.9 FM to be my radio station, for better or for worse, knowing that it's always better, because CKW has the best hosts with the best radio shows in town. In sickness and in health, and let me tell you, in sickness, what better thing to do when you're sick than turn on 95.9 FM and listen to whatever we got going on? But if you want to commit to that and make that commitment, all it costs is, all it is a $500 donation, and you
what
can
happened
get
there?
The monogamous radio, which is a radio that tunes in solely
to... We'll stay committed to you forever.
95.9 FM. No clock, no internet, only CKUW runs on 2AA batteries, which are included. Have you seen the price of batteries lately? It's bananas.
Yeah, you might as well buy a harpoon.
Yeah, for the price of two batteries, you can buy a harpoon. So You could theoretically give a $500 donation and get the radio, pop out the two AA batteries, and trade them in for a harpoon. And then you can...
Like, you don't even have to cover your fist in bronze molten metal to get that kind of feeling.
No. You just need to donate. And you'll feel good doing it, and you'll know that you've kept such great shows as... News Hour.
Manitoba Moon.
Oh, Listening Pleasures with Chanice Kelm on the shows. Trying to think of all the ones I know.
There's just so many that it's like I'm like tongue-tied here thinking about all this.
We're spoiled for choice, and with the, you know, it's hard to make decisions on which radio station shows.
Earth Riot Radio, The Freedom Principle, Free City Radio, Bookworm, Democracy Now. That's not from here, but it's important. This Way Out, Wings, best thing called Wings, Boots and Saddle, The Reminder, The Adapter. /The Adapter, Heatwave Baby Vibes, Radio Free Winnipeg, Ron's Review, System Kids with a Z, Sonic Blanket, Whatever Gaze, On My Way Home, Transland, Earshot Daily, again, not from here, but very important, Listening Pleasures, like, you know, we got the goods here,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, that's just listening off what's on a Tuesday.
Backbeats.
Yeah.
And one of my Destination Moon. That's
what
I was talking about.
Oh, Destination Moon. Goodnight Moon.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox. That's probably not from here, but it's important. Vulcan's Hold. That's a Star Trek one. The World. That's a Star Trek one. Spirit 303. That's a Star Trek
one. If you like Star Trek, CKUW is the place to be.
We're the two princes on Fun Drive.
I'm Chris.
I'm Micah. This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Ooh, you sucker.
We love you, Brian. I hope you got in your car.
Yeah.
How's everything going with you, man?
Oh, you know, things are going. They're going pretty good.
Yeah, what have you been up to?
Oh, I took all my pots off my stove, which is nice, having a clean stove to cook on. I'm saving out of power by not saving energy by not having all of them at low heat.
Sorry, what did you say about your pots?
They're all off my stove now.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Well, sometimes you just got to go and look at what you got going on in the stove and realize I need to take all my pots off the stove.
Sorry, I'm looking through your pocket. It was just so tempting.
It's cool. I have a good pocket. It's full of fat-burning pills.
Yeah.
And snaggerettes.
Man, fat-burning pills used to be so much cooler back in the 60s.
I know. They used to get you going fast. Back when they could use speed in them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm reading Vineland now.
From Tom East Pinch.
From Tom East Pinchon, which is the basis of that movie.
One battle after another?
One battle after another.
Is it good?
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's a difficult
read. It's hard to read?
Yeah, I found myself going back and forth being like, who's talking right now? What's going on? But it's pretty good.
Cool.
It's definitely better than the first 20 minutes of that movie.
Why was wrong with the first 20 minutes?
I hated the first 20 minutes of that movie.
Why?
The rest of it was so good.
What was wrong with the first 20 minutes?
It was just like, it was overkill.
Why?
Because the poor lady, they just like massacred her.
Who?
They made that one lady look really bad.
Who?
What's her name? Angelica Freeman or Tiana Taylor's character.
Like his ex-wife
his
or whatever?
His ex-wife. They made her like look like a really bad person.
Well, she was just so devoted to the cause that she couldn't do anything else.
And then she sold the cause out.
But isn't that like what happened?
In what? In the book? No.
Oh. Like what happens in the book?
And do you know that Leo's character wasn't even in the book, in the movie?
He wasn't even in that movie?
Well, she,
Leonardo DiCaprio is such a good actor that he can be in a movie that he's not even in.
Yeah. Yeah, it was wild. But yeah, it felt very problematic politically.
Why?
I don't know. I watched a guy talk about it and it was like, oh yeah, that was awful. I mean, I felt uncomfortable when watching it originally.
Just a character.
I mean,
it's not, if you're making it, you're the one making it about that.
Sure.
I think every type of person should be represented in every type of way.
No.
Because if you don't, then that's not fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it was just taking pot shots at black people. All the white people died on film, and none of the colored people died on film.
She didn't die.
I know she didn't die, but the others did. She sold other people out.
It was a great movie.
It was a great movie. It was an incredible movie.
I don't think that they were trying to be racist.
I know it was just a blind spot because it was done by a person who doesn't think about them. But yeah, no, if you look at the movie, every black person looks awful in it.
I don't think so. What about that Dijon guy? He was cool.
Dijon? Who is that?
It was that character. The actor's played by Dijon.
Didn't he die?
He looked cool, though.
Offstage? Like, he looked cool, sure.
He was a good character.
They all look cool. Even she looked cool shooting that gun with that pregnant belly going on. It was like, she looked cool, sure.
But like, I don't know. I think it's more like, I think it's more, I think it's actually speaks more to equality to portray all types of characters in all types of ways. Like Sean Penn was a jerk and he's a white guy.
Yeah.
You know? So I think you're just looking.
And she loved him.
I think you're. No, she didn't. I think you're just looking for it.
I don't know.
That's what I think.
I don't know.
I could be wrong. Maybe I'm just trying to defend this guy.
Yeah.
I love Paul Thomas Anderson.
Me too.
But I don't know.
I remembered feeling it when I watched it, and then, yeah, it's just like, the more I think about it, it's like, oh, it's awful. Which is why I shouldn't think about it. These are movies that are made for entertainment.
Yeah, but you're probably thinking about it because it's like, so in the public eye to think about this stuff. Like, yeah. I think, and should be in the public eye to think about this stuff. Portraying a character in a movie, like, that's how I see it.
Well, the movie was written by somebody. The character was written by somebody.
Yeah. So?
So, somebody wrote that. And somebody wrote every black character to turn on the system, or turn on the movement, and every white person to be good and then die on film, except for obviously the enemies are the enemies, but all the non-colored people to all the white people to die on, and all the Hispanic people to just kick ass and take names.
You're the one making it about race.
I don't know.
That's what I think.
I don't know.
I just saw a movie with diverse cast of characters
mm-hmm.
that went in various ways. And I'm all for equality, and I think equality includes the right to portray every type of race and character in different types of ways. And, like, if they had gone out of their way to make the person of color without flaws, then that's a type of racism, too, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. But they all have the same flaw. Oh, the book is crazy, though. It's just all these... They're all just washed-out revolutionaries,
mm-hmm.
and they're all just selling each other out all the time.
Right.
And it's very... It's kind of funny that way.
But I think... Yeah, I think that... Was the guy that was making this statement a white guy?
No.
Okay. Well, there you go.
No.
Well, I could be wrong. I just... Maybe that's a bad example for me, but I do think that... I think that, yeah, it's like if you take the example of someone like Dolly Parton,
mm-hmm.
you know, she's basically like, she's like, you know, her, she had a hard time. She made amazing music. She keeps making good music, I think. Actually, I don't know. But
is she still making music?
I don't know. She wrote like 3,000 songs.
I know,
but like
she used to.
People have expectations of minorities in the public. Like, it's like she's like a feminine hero because she's a woman making music, and like her music isn't necessarily about feminism. It's mm-hmm. just the fact that she even existed and got to where she got. And, like, you know, left her husband, who was, you know, not treating her so well, and was like, screw you, I'm going to make it on my own here. Like, that to me is the activism. Yeah. It doesn't have to be about one thing or another.
It's wild to me the sexism inherent in, like, the opinions of, like... Because, like, when you think of the greatest songwriters of all time,
mm-hmm.
people are usually talking about, like... Bob Dylan's usually the first one that comes mm-hmm. up. He's written something like, as far as we know, like 400 songs?
More than that.
Okay, like on his albums or whatever?
Yeah.
He's put out 20 albums. But like, Carole King has 8,000 songs sold and published.
Right.
Dolly Parton, same thing, 3,000 songs.
Does Carole King actually have 8,000 songs?
Something like that. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
And we don't talk about them as like... I mean, the people who are in the know talk about them as among the greatest songwriters of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't, like, we talk about Bob Dylan, the Beatles team.
Yeah.
And it's all, you know, and whereas it's like, you know.
Yeah.
They didn't write half as many. They didn't write a tenth as many.
I don't think Carole King wrote 8,000 songs.
It's something stupid.
No, she's amazing.
It's something stupid.
But, yeah. Again... That's the thing. That's making it about gender. Like...
Well, someone's got to give them their flowers.
Yeah, they
women
do.
Women love flowers, but you know what women love more?
Fun drive.
Fun drive.
Yeah. You're sexist now.
I know, that was so good.
No, my point though is that like it's like we make this stuff too much about stuff, and it's like everybody's the same, who cares?
Yeah.
They're talented people of all walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can't portray a black woman as having flaws in a movie, then that's a problem too.
Yeah.
You know. But I'll watch it. No, I don't want to watch it again now. You ruined it.
Yeah, never watch it.
Yeah, you ruined it for me.
Good. You should only watch movies once.
Yeah.
Rewatching movies is the silliest thing. That's why, like, that's why when movies, a movie's success is based on their theatrical run.
Yeah.
Because you're not supposed to watch a movie again.
No, you should.
There are so really many movies in the world.
Yeah.
You should be watching every movie in the world once. Don't rewatch your favorites. That's like some weird thing of repetition. It's like a tick. It's like a nervous tick. It's like eating only peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, which you should. They're great. They're the perfect sandwich. 400 calories of goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had two peanut butter sandwiches.
This is the Two Princes Fun Drive episode number one on CKEW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm Chris.
I'm Micah. Just for anybody who needs to hear this, the two princes don't agree with anything the two princes say.
Yeah, the two princes do not
condone any of the two princes. The opinions stated on the two princes by the two princes for and outside of the two princes. But what we do condone is
the power and wonder of community radio, of college radio in this instance. We believe that it is too easy to be stuck in a world where the powers that be are telling you what to say. They're using their dollars to organize your input or your input.
Preach.
Like, they are using money to tell you what you need to hear what they want you to hear. They're telling you what they want you to buy. They're telling you everything that they want you to do through their money, through advertisements. Sometimes you don't even know you're being advertised to. You know, sometimes you think, man, this is a really good way to do your taxes. And then bam, some sort of a pyramid crypto scheme. You know, but CKW is not funded by advertisements. We are not allowed to take money for advertisements. We've tried several times to, as our show, we've tried several times to get them to push back on that. But they are very, because it would be so much easier for us to go and approach businesses and be like, hey, want to give us money to advertise on our show? Do you know how easy that would be to just get advertising money from people? It's so easy. But yeah. What it does is it's not it is antithetical to the movement that CKUW is all about, where you are free from being led in any direction by some powerful person who's just wanting your money or your obedience or whatever they're trying to push on you. We are an entirely 100% democratic community.
Yeah, like, I have a really successful horse business.
Mm-hmm. We're not even allowed to talk
called,
about it.
I can talk about
you can
it.
Talk about
it's
it.
Called Harness Company. Mm-hmm. It's called Harness Company 9. And, yeah, it's a really beautiful company. I run horses around, and sometimes, yeah, they end up in yeah. Sometimes they go you know, they turn it and, yeah. But, yeah, it's a really great, beautiful company. I love it. But, you know, I can't go up to CKUW and be like, yo, you need to be part of my umbrella.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I heard these kids saying umbrella term earlier today. And that was annoying. I don't think they knew what they were talking.
You don't like the phrase umbrella term?
No, it just sounded like they didn't know what they were talking about.
What did they? Did you hear what
term? No, I just wanted to think that.
Okay.
I got up too early today. I'm annoyed.
Why are you annoyed? Oh, because you got up too early today.
Yeah.
What time did you get up?
6:30.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to work super early today. And then when I went in, they were like, we don't actually have to do the thing that brought you here so early.
Great. Did you get paid for the time?
Yeah, I just left earlier today.
Oh, nice.
It worked out great because then we could do our show. But yeah, so my beautiful horse company, I can't do that because then, you know, you got a great show like Destination Moon. And it's like, hi, here we are on Destination Moon. And, you know, we need to talk about saddles and glue and meat and penises. Because those are the four things I think of when I think of horses. So, yeah, we don't want that kind of kind of crap on the air.
Yeah.
You know? So, as much as I love my company, and this is not an advertisement for that, we can't...
We didn't take money for this.
No, it's just me talking.
Obviously.
This is just me talking. Yeah.
So, your donation is your ability to enter into the sphere of contributing to the community that has been built, of your way to say, hey, I support the way community radio is going and the direction in which it is taking by supporting the independent radio hosts who come in every day, every week, and provide the voices that I hear. We are all independent radio hosts. Nobody's getting paid here. You know, we can speak for ourselves that a lot of our hosts, or a number of our hosts, have turned down major paying shows at bigger radio stations because we are here for it. We are here for the independence.
Carole King wrote or co-wrote 118 songs that charted on the Billboard Hot 100.
Okay, that's a charted. How many did she sell?
And 61 songs that reached the UK chart. I mean, okay. It's amazing. No, those are songs that she sold. That's an amazing career, but nobody wrote 8,000 songs.
You said that, well, Dolly Parton wrote 3,000.
Yeah, but 3,000 and 8,000 is a lot different.
Okay.
How many songs did Dolly Parton write?
It's going to be something like 90.
Listen, I completely understand where you were coming from with all that stuff. I just like to have my opinion as well.
Yeah. The opinion of the white man. And not enough white people.
It's just my opinion. It's not white or anything.
I know.
If I estimated 3,000 or 5,000 songs, Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton?
So, you know, I will submit Dolly Parton is the best there is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what is Dolly Parton? 140 IQ score.
Dolly Parton has 140 IQ score?
Yeah.
Wow. I never thought anybody from the States could have an IQ score that high.
And she... Yeah. I mean, did you see the halftime show?
Which one?
Okay. Okay, listen. So, I thought that Bad Bunny stuff was interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a real spectacle.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought it was cool that, like, he's doing it all in Spanish.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, at this time, it's like, yeah, like, good for them, not allowing, but, like, putting that out there, yeah. You know? But I looked up the other halftime show.
Yeah.
And just seeing Kid Rock with the fireworks doing Ba Wit Da Ba.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been a good halftime show.
Oh. That's great.
Don't you think?
Maybe. I mean, what does he have besides Ba Wit Da Ba? What
do you? No, but come on. Like, that's a real hype-up song.
Sure.
Like, I take any of the political stuff out of it. Yeah. Take all that out of it. Think about it as just a performance.
I mean, Kid Rock has never been on my bucket list.
But that's a good song.
Ba Wit Da Ba?
Yeah.
It's okay.
For a football game?
For a football game, yeah. It would be a great opening show.
Listen, I'm taking all of that stuff out of it. Just simply as, you know, in the middle, like, Patriots probably would have won,
sure.
You know?
Which makes me really happy that it was a Bad Bunny halftime show.
I just think there needs to be room for everything.
Yeah. Especially Kid Rock and Sydney Sweeney. Was she on that? No. Oh, no, it was Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter was part of the anti-halftime show?
I think so.
Wow.
Some country guy.
Probably Morgan Wallen or something.
Love that guy. That guy is the least problematic person on the planet.
I don't know anything about him.
He's great. He walked off Saturday Night Live without saying goodbye to anybody, and everyone got really upset about it. Which was silly.
Huh.
Yeah, to the point where they, like, Saturday Night Live just kept mentioning it.
Can
on
we
the
still
next
call
show.
That an Irish goodbye?
Yeah.
Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're Irish, so it's okay.
Oh, I do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's no point. Like, I don't understand people who have to say goodbye. Like, when you're at a party, you want to go.
Yeah.
It's time for you to go. Everyone else is having a party.
I know.
They're partying.
I know.
They're talking amongst themselves.
I know.
They're talking amongst each other, doing their own thing.
I know.
And you think, okay, I'm leaving now. I'm going to interrupt whatever you're doing to tell you that I don't like being here anymore. Goodbye. See you later. So what? They could go goodbye and then turn back to their conversation? Why do we feel the need to do that?
Or the person that needs to shake everyone's hand when they get there?
Oh my God, it's like, shush.
Like, these are the kind of things. So these are the kind of resentments that are manageable and get me through my life.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. We don't spend any time outside anymore, so we need to hate.
Yeah.
So because we're actually still have the same brains and we're supposed to be like out there hunting squirrels,
mm-hmm.
and like, you know,
just killing animals.
Yeah, we're supposed to be out there, you know, getting lean from rabbit meat,
mm-hmm.
and just going and doing that stuff. Nowadays, like, what are we gonna like build a guitar? Like, we gotta hate a little bit because the friction is still there.
Yeah.
So, there's no point in hating actively things that we have no control over.
No.
So, pick something that doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever we were just talking about, which I actually forgot about already. Which is a good sign of hate.
Yeah.
I used it out.
It's like ducks. When ducks are getting, they have a fight, they do their little thing, they go crazy for a minute, and then they swim off in other directions, shake their tail feathers, and it's gone.
And then stick their corkscrew penis into something.
Oh, man, it's so good.
Is it
good.
The ducks that have the corkscrew penis?
Yeah, and it's bristled to clean out the insides of the woman duck.
Really?
Yeah. Set all the, any other duck who may have done it.
Oh.
Their sperm can't be the one. It's gotta be me.
What song is that again?
That's It's Gotta Be Me by, NSYNC. But it's, nobody knew that that song was about duck sperm. Woo.
You know what else is about duck sperm? Sorry, we can't connect that together. Disregard everything we just said. This is the fundraising episode. It has nothing to do with ducks or their corkscrew penises.
Oh my God, we're going to try to connect that.
No, there's no connection there.
But that's a fact that you could learn. That's a faction.
It would clean out your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Think about your... Okay, here we go. Think about your donation as a metaphysical duck penis that's going to help you become a more valid person in this crazy world.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause, like, if you're anything like me, you have horrible karma at the moment. We've all done something, and we're all looking for ways to make up for the somethings we've done.
Mm-hmm.
And what better way to make up for something that you've done to increase your karma pool is that when you... I don't want to say die, because I don't believe that the karma pool is about death and resurrection. I believe that you have... All your lives are now.
Mm-hmm.
But you have so many of them right now.
Happening
at the same time.
Ooh, I like this.
Like, you have so many lives going on right now.
Talk to me, Daddy.
So you don't have to wait. Like, when you improve your karma by donating to CKUW 95.9 FM, by going to fundrive.ckw.ca, or calling the phone number that we said earlier, you don't have to wait until death. You don't have to wait till the end of your life.
Hey, shut up out there! So my karma pool just decreased.
Yeah, because you interrupted.
But I plan on donating to this fund drive, and now nobody's going to know that I hate yellow things.
Micah is allergic to the sight of the color yellow. It hurts his eyes and his ears, because all yellow things, you might not notice this in your everyday, but all yellow things give a mildly annoying, very audible hum.
That's what we're hearing right now.
That's what we're hearing, is another yellow thing with its irritating hum.
Oh, there it went away.
Mm-hmm.
One time when I was in high school, this guy lit up a cigarette on the bus.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he was being super cool. I remember he the bus driver wasn't in the bus.
Yeah.
And he just thought it would be fun to smoke a cigarette. And he lit it up, took like two drags, and then put it out. And then I remember he put it in a Game Boy case.
Uh-oh.
Like the little Game Boy case.
Yeah.
And then he got in trouble because it
reeked.
Yeah.
That's a word. Like, if you smoke a cigarette, we're not saying you should smoke cigarettes, but if you smoke a cigarette and you get halfway done and you think, I don't want to smoke this cigarette anymore, you have two options at this point. You can either stick it out and finish the cigarette and deal with that, or throw the cigarette away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're one of those people who, like, wipe it out and put it back in your pack...
Oh.
I mean, I know this economy, but, like, don't put it back in a pack, because there's...
Put it in a Game Boy case.
It
was a smart move.
He's ruined his Game Boy. I'm sure that Game Boy
The guy
Boy
was
now,
rich, man. He didn't have Game Boys anymore.
What did he have a case for?
He just had a line around, because he was a... doing a Tupperware kind of situation.
And now his Game Boy case is ruined. He can't put anything else in it, but you... Did he just have a bunch of half cigarettes in his Game Boy case?
I don't know. And then one time the
then you smoke, you light it up again, and it's... Then you almost died
from the initial
thing.
Best was when Mr. Weeb drove to... we were driving to play broomball at the Vimy Ridge rink.
Okay.
And he stopped by his house. We were just driving, and then all of a sudden he just stops at his house. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, like, I guess anybody can get a bus license.
True.
But he stopped his house.
True,
and he comes back eating a sandwich.
Wow.
Yeah. That was my favorite memory from high school. The rest were all bad. No, just kidding. It wasn't that bad.
So, like, your favorite memory from high school involved a sandwich. And your least favorite memory from high school also involved
a
sandwich.
No, that was from when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So did the high school one then like help you? Did you feel like your life changed when he came back with the sandwich? Because it like kind of erased or leveled up the karma from the previous.
No, but now I'm thinking about how like my cats got smushed when I was a kid.
Oh.
Two cats.
How?
They both got run over.
Oh.
And then I have a hard time with cats. And now my girlfriend's got these two cats.
Oh, and you just want to get them run over.
No, I don't want to get them run over, but I'm jealous. She loves them, and it's nice.
Yeah, what color are the cats?
I think it's white and black.
They are white and black. I think I saw both of them and just...
They're awesome. And I love them too, but I'm like... Can I compete? Probably not.
No.
It's okay.
She'll pick her cats over.
I've accepted it. I think that's a universal...
Cat owners are silly. Like, if somebody said, hey, get rid of your cats, I'd be like, hey, I didn't have cats in the first place.
Yeah, so I've just accepted it.
Yeah.
You know?
You'll always be second to the cats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And,
I almost died of allergies with all my previous peoples, because for some reason I attracted cat lovers.
Was it the same thing with you?
Yeah. They would never get rid of the cats, no matter how much I almost died. So
yeah,
they
you're
like,
sneezing, you're going crazy. And then they're just like, this is the most important cat.
A lot of people think that the infidelity in my relationship was what ruined my last good one.
But it was the cats.
It was the cats.
Yeah.
I almost died.
You know what doesn't, you know what is a very faithful thing you can do? Like, a good old faithful way to feel good about yourself. And maybe get over some of your cat trauma or relationship woes. Donate to the fund drive. Mm.
By doing so, you are enabling us to say the garbage that we say. And we know if you've stuck around this long, you love listening to the garbage we say, just as we love saying our garbage to you. And...
We're just the two piles of garbage trying to light on fire so we don't have to... So we can just burn up into smoke and join the other...
So help fund the matches by going to fundrive.ckw.ca.
Or tomorrow, when it's open...
Calling 204... Oh, no...
We'll be back with that number.
Thank you.
right, Nils.
All right.
We're going to wrap things up here pretty soon on the old fun drive. What's the number, Chris?
So in order, if you would like to donate to CKW, obviously, again, the email address is fundrive. The website is fundrive.ckw.ca. Oh, sorry. You can donate by phone, 204-774-6877. You can send PayPal or EM or e-transfer to fundrive@ckuw.ca. We do not accept Bitcoin or other forms of electronic payment because Bitcoin is the devil. And yeah, for...
Go through the options again.
Okay, so...
Oh, just one other thing. If you're if you want to donate and buy a shirt or a hoodie or a monogamous radio or one of the other great... incentives, they have to be separate. So, like, it's because one is like a sale and one is like a, you know, like a donation. But you do get a tax receipt for the donation.
Yeah, donations are tax deductible.
But you have to do it separately. You can also do a monthly gift if you like.
Mm-hmm. If you are not able to pay at once, you can break it off into monthly gifts.
Just like a turd.
So the donation level.
Sorry, it's not this. Sorry. That was okay. That wasn't like that was one of those things where it's not actually related at all. It was just that I was just thinking about. I think I have to poo,
yeah.
So I was just thinking about turds when you said break it off. This is not a turd thing to do, okay? Unless you're the kind of person that needs to be like contrarianized.
If you are,
it's a turd.
It's a turd.
Anyways,
you know it's not a turd. The prizes that the gifts that they give or the things you can get with your donation if you choose to pick them. Like for $35, you can get a CKUW Friends card, which gives you insider access to discounts and or special offers at all participating businesses. Let's see what some of the businesses are this year. Okay, some of the friends... I don't have a list of friends. We do not have a list of friends, but a lot of wonderful companies, wonderful businesses in the community.
You know what? Maybe next week we'll come back with that. With I can't that. Guarantee anything, but we'll try. That's yes. about the best guarantee you can get from me.
And from here on out, with every donation you get, or with every donation you get a CKW Friends card. For $75, you get that and the new t-shirt, which is just beautiful. I love pink shirts. And again, it's a beautiful pink shirt. The cover art is... The art this year is fantastic. For $95.90, you get a toque and a friends card or the canvas bag and a friends card, whichever one you prefer. For $125, you get a shirt and a toque. So you can helix it right up, Or you can get two t-shirts if that's what you want to do. For $180, you get what I'm wearing right now, which is the CKUW hoodie. It is, I believe it's a zipper still. And, like, there's not enough zipper hoodies, you know? Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, zipper hoodies rule, okay? You unzip it, it looks cool. You don't have to worry about, like,
to pulling it over your head and your stomach falls out. And everyone's like, man, look at that guy's stomach.
And you don't have to call it a bunny hug like they do in Saskatchewan for some reason.
Oh, that's dumb.
No, it's not. It's nice.
I don't think so.
Okay. Anyways, what else is there?
$220 gets you the card, a hoodie, and a t-shirt. Or you can swap the shirt for the toque if you wanted. And then my favorite. I have like four of these at home now. The CKW, the public radio, which is a single station FM radio in a mason jar.
And it's something that...
an antenna and a volume knob.
It's something that you have a lot to learn about.
Yeah.
The monogamous radio.
The monogamous radio. Hi.
What are the two princes on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba?
Yeah, I'm Chris.
And I'm Micah.
Your jar may be gone, but our jar is still here.
So baby, just one kiss. She said no, no, no. Romance ain't keeping me alive. I said, hey babe, you wanna coo, coo, coo? She said, ah. So I was left out in the cold. I said, you're what I've been dreaming of. She said, I don't want to know.
Oh, you know, she was digging the cat up.
Clap for the wolf man, he gon' reach your record high.
Yes, baby, I'm your doctor of love.
Clap for the wolf man, you gon' dig him till the day you die.
Everybody talk about the wolf man's pompousness of love.
75 or 80 miles an hour, she hops slow, slow, slow. Baby, I can stop right on a dime. I said, hey, baby, give me just one kiss. She said, no, no, no. But how was I to bide my time? I said, hey, babe, do you want a coo, coo, coo? She said, said, I'm about to overload. I said, you're what I've been living for. She said, I don't want to know.
Oh, you thought she was digging you, but she was...
Clap for the wolf man, he gon' rate your record high.
As long as you got the curves, baby, I got the angles.
Clap for the wolf man, you gon' dig him till the day you die.
It's all according to how your boogaloo situation stands, you understand?
Clap for the wolf man, he gon' rate your record high.
You ain't gon' get him, cause I got him.
Try,
but I gon' keep 'em.
Clap for the
Clap for the Wolfman. Clap for the Wolfman. Clap for the Wolfman. Clap for the Wolfman.
Come over here, man.
Clap for the Wolfman.
This is Community Campus Radio, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Stream, podcast, or download program archives and more at ckuw.ca.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. A full program schedule and program...